Hope you guys know the popular song. Do you know where you are going to? You might have heard about this song. Do you know where you are going to? The song is full of hope. The song asks us about the things that we hope for and reminds us to look to the future with hope. But now we are facing many hardships like war, terrorism, and disaster, both natural and man-made. We must pause and rethink the directions that this world is leading us into. And we need to ask the same question from that song. Do we really know where we are going to? Dear friends, we always search for meaning in life. We may have all the material things in this world, but we cannot find meaning in them. They are worth nothing. Without meaning, we can feel alone in a crowd. No wonder why rich people and famous celebrities committed suicide or fell into the drugs. Because of meaningless in life. But there are those who have not much but can still survive. I think the words of Friedrich Nietzsche are true. He who has why to live can bear almost anyhow. St. Peter did not find meaning in catching the fish. He found the real meaning in being with Jesus. No wonder why Peter has the courage to say in today's gospel, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. In fact, how can you find meaning in temporal things if you know that they will not last? Since only the love of God can last until eternity. Therefore, it is in believing in God and by giving food to the hungry and extending charity hand to the poor that we can find the ultimate meaning and satisfaction in life. Dear friends, you all know faith is a decision. Any decision takes a risk. And we usually take the risk only for the things that we believe are more valuable. We also believe that the bigger the risk you enter, the greater the value of the reward you deserve. Peter sacrificed many things already. He gave up his wife, children. He left behind his boat, nets, and followed Christ totally. He even surrendered his security. The words of Jesus in the last two Sundays were very strong, eating flesh and drinking blood. Those words can endanger even his life. But nonetheless, he decided to stay and continue believing in Jesus. So today, what are the things that you already sacrificed for Christ? And what else can you still afford to sacrifice for our Master? And how far can you go walking with Him? In today's first reading, Joshua challenges the people, decide today whom you will serve. Jesus, the new Joshua, is challenging us. Our actions will speak louder than words. Will we accept Jesus' challenge to be with Him and to walk with Him until the end of our life?